This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No one is more dialed into the world of football than ESPN's Chris Mortensen. It's time for the Mort Report, presented by Hamul Casino with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I guess my first question has to be, has Mort ever actually even been to the ESPN holiday party? Because he's not there every day of the year. You know, he goes back home. He's not just sitting there in Bristol 365 days of the year. So, Mort, what's the story on the ESPN holiday party?
I have been to, I'll say, three or four in my almost 30 years. It's so long ago, I can tell you it was spectacular. It was at some private equestrian club, and they spared no expense, and it was fun.
Everyone went home with a polo horse. That's fantastic.
everyone got a driver.
Oh, that is fantastic, Mort. Ours is tonight. I'll be there for about 45 minutes because we got to get up and do a show.
One drink and you're good.
Yeah, that if even that. So
just a little eggnog, you know.
Yeah, just a little, which I just could never drink. But Mort, you know, we got a Thursday night football game. Yeah. We're out here at the winter meetings. Of course, we've been talking mostly baseball all week long. But when it's time for Mort, we don't mess around. We always want to have Mort on the show. Tonight's game, Ravens Jets. I'm expecting a blowout, which means it should probably be a close game.
I'm expecting a blowout, and it will be a blowout.
So, good. I like your confidence.
Here's the thing. I mean, the Jets, even when they had a chance to be competitive, and listen, I could be wrong. They could be competitive tonight, but generally, they're not going to have Jamal Adams again. He's doubtful. So, I mean, that's their best player on defense. Their other top player on defense, C.J. Mosley, is down for the season. So the whole idea that you're going to stop this running game, and the Jets do pretty well up front against the running game, but they're missing key parts to that is kind of like it's really a stretch to think that'll happen. And then as far as the Jets moving the ball, you know, with Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell back from bowling, I would say that they have a chance to move the ball somewhat, except that, you know, the one overlooked part of the Ravens is Don Wink Martindale. That's the defensive coordinator. And just in reviewing with some people last week as they're getting ready to play Buffalo, they said he has the most sophisticated blitz package in the NFL. And it's not just – it's very creative. And to do that, your offensive line has to be – the communication standards have to be so high. So in a short week, I don't necessarily seen it going well for Sam. I'm sure they'll have a game plan. And the only question we now have is, okay, Lamar Jackson, he says his quad's okay. I think if you read his body language, his face, I think he probably is okay. So then it's just a matter of, okay, how much are you going to expose him?
Mort, is this Spygate Part 2 for the New England Patriots or much ado about nothing? Should we believe Bill Belichick when he says, hey, we had nothing to do with this, innocent mistake by a web video crew that was filming a documentary, or is there something nefarious going on? What are you hearing on the Roger Goodell NFL investigation, and what could the punishments be coming down for the Patriots in this latest scandal?
Yeah, you're asking a lot of questions I can't answer because there is more investigation to go by the league office. I will tell you this, that from the moment, and it was actually during when we were on NFL Live at ESPN on Monday afternoon, when the story kind of broke, from Zach Taylor's press conference. He's the Bengals coach, and he gave it credence. And then I immediately contacted somebody with the Patriots communications department and a high-ranking executive there. And he was very open. I mean, he was right from the get-go. He said, look, this was an issue where we're doing the series, do your job, on people that the general public, the Patriot fan base, doesn't never gets to see. It doesn't know what they do. The ticket manager, the equipment staff, went on and on. He said, in this case, it was the advanced scout. And a month ago, I requested credentials from the Browns because we were going to have the camera guys, the camera crew, follow him around what an advanced scout does. And he goes, what I neglected to do was notify the Bengals that we're doing. The game was in Cleveland. That's why the Browns credentialed the game. And so, you know, in past lore of Spygate, it's like Patriot officials are supposed to cover up their Patriot logos. And to be honest with you, Spygate 2007, the thing that people don't actually know or remember is Bill Belichick didn't deny doing it. He thought he was within the rules, and that was his argument to Goodell, the commissioner. So in this case, I believe the Patriots. And the league will take a look at it more, and I think they'll come down with something, but it won't be anything significant in terms of discipline. That's my opinion, and which is really further than I should go as a reporter who's still reporting on the story.
Talking to Chris Mortensen from ESPN every Thursday here on Ben and Woods. Mort, have the Denver Broncos found a quarterback? I mean, Drew Locke, everybody had kind of high expectations for him, but he's looked pretty good so far. And did John Elway finally hit on one?
Well, I mean, it's too early, but I think he might have. I mean, the thing about Drew Locke coming out Missouri, I think he has something like 45 starts, and I might give or take a couple starts, which is really ideal. So when he has this, even though it was rough in OTAs and rough in training camp, and by the way, I mean, for rookies, why wouldn't it be rough? I mean, you know, they're playing a pro game, different terminology. At Missouri, he ran, you know, your simple offense, getting your signals on the signs, they're on the sideline. So he struggled with some things. But the guy has an arm. I know it. I've been there. I actually remember when we were at the Manning Passing Academy. Drew was there. I'm in my golf cart, and I'm looking specifically at him, and I'm right behind where the quarterbacks are throwing. This is why Peyton and Eli Manning are putting the quarterbacks through a drill before the camp actually starts. And, you know, somebody was sitting next to me, and I pointed out to him, I said, this is the kid from Missouri. And he let one go, and then he goes, ooh, he's got a good arm. It was that person sitting next to me was Mike Shanahan, who's seen a quarterback or two. And the thing about it is he's got a great person. He's got swagger to him. And I think when he had the thumb injury, might have done him a favor a little bit. He gets to sit back without all that pressure. The other thing is he's a second-round pick, not a first-round pick, which surprised a lot of teams. So I guess the answer to your question is probably has found him.
Mort, it's been 3 years, and I still, as a former Chargers fan, I still feel the sting of the team's move from San Diego. For someone my age, who's an Oakland Raiders fan, they're going to feel the sting for the second time in their life as the Oakland Raiders play their final game again in Oakland this Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are your just kind of feelings on the end of the Oakland era? I'm sure you've seen some pretty crazy games and probably had some pretty crazy conversations with Al Davis over the years in Oakland. It's the end of an era again.
Well, first of all, it's a little different to me because the Raiders, the fans had experienced it for lengthy periods of time. And I do think that you'll see, planning 8 games or whatever it is, a trip to Las Vegas, it's going to be pretty easy for Raider fans. I mean, I realize there's expenses involved and all that, but it'll be different, but I just felt like, you know, when the Raiders were bouncing back, I always felt like it was, you know, they were the Oakland LA Raiders. And certainly, Al Davis, I had very interesting conversations with him, probably one of the five most fascinating individuals I've ever covered in sports of all time, including the baseball 10-year stretch I had, attending many winter meetings, by the way. But we're still going to stop him. We're going to certainly take note of what this Sunday is all about. And you can bet John Gruden, the coach, would do the same. But I know this much. When the Las Vegas Stadium opens next year, it'll be full of silver and black.
Mort, let's see. Who do we got on Monday Night Football this week with ESPN? I'm trying to get my schedule up. My internet doesn't work as fast. Indy, New Orleans. I don't know. That's not a bad game. I mean, Indianapolis has been – They started out so well under Jacoby Brissett, and they've really hit the skids the last few weeks and have kind of fallen out of the AFC playoff picture. But another critical game for New Orleans, especially after losing that one to the 49ers last week.
Yeah, and New Orleans has a couple big-time injuries that, to me, can really place their Super Bowl hopes in jeopardy, which is Marcus Davenport, the pass rusher, out for the season, and Sheldon Rankins, another former first-round pick on the defensive line, also his season is in jeopardy. I haven't really checked in on that today. So that's a big deal. Now, the Colts, listen, they're dangerous. That team is going to be in the Super Bowl sometime in the next 3 years. So, listen, they've had their injuries. T.Y. Hilton, you know, he tried to play one game against the Texans. It wasn't good, so they just kind of, okay, that was a mistake to even try and play him. But their offensive line is just – actually, it's fun to watch. Their offensive line is fun to watch. Their running game will be good. You know, the defense has had a couple injuries too. But it's looking at two teams that over the next 3 years, I can see them – Not playing against each other necessarily, but I still think they're Super Bowl franchises, and I think they're good enough to put on a pretty nice game that you should tune into.
I got one more for you, Mort. The Saturday, the Heisman Trophy, probably going to go to Joe Burrow of LSU. Chase Young from Ohio State had an amazing season. Both are candidates to be the number one pick, probably going to be the Cincinnati Bengals on the clock there. Who do you expect to go number one overall? I know it's a little early to talk draft, but, you know, there's some big names here, and there's a big decision coming up for one organization.
Now, what's fascinating about it is the Bengals, Mike Brown, their owner, president, general manager, whatever he is, all the titles, he always has an inclination. He loves Big Ten players. What's ironic about it is Joe Burrow started his career at Ohio State, and he is from the state of Ohio. And he's also a quarterback. Now, I think Andy Dalton's got 1 year left on his contract, but Joe Burrow would seem to be the right answer. But, you know, Chase Young, to get a defensive end, it's always tempting. We talk about quarterbacks. They are, you know, you can't win one without one. But you also need two pass rush ends. Carlos Dunlap, they have on one side, it's pretty darn good, one of the better ones. I would say they would probably lean towards Joe Burrow. That would be my guess, but I have little doubt that those guys will be the 1-2 picks in the draft.
Mort, happy holidays to you. I'd love to hear some of your stories from the baseball winter meetings when you covered baseball. We've had maybe one of the most active and exciting last few days of the winter meetings they've had in many years with all these, I mean, unbelievable contracts. I mean, some of the NFL picks you've covered are big. Nothing like what we've seen in baseball this week.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a select few of them. I'll go out with this little note. I talked to somebody who's been down there and said, you know, it's different than it used to be. You walk in and it looks like a nerd convention. So it's not the old baseball guys like I used to sit around with, the cigars and the stogies in their mouth and doing all that stuff. But, yeah, a lot of money going to guys who have, you would have to say, deserve it. We'll see if they can earn it in the long term.
Well, we'll try not to take that personally, Mort, but thank you. Thank you.
Well, nerdy guys, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the media.
They run the
I'm
world,
talking about
man.
The baseball guys.
Oh,
I'm talking
yeah.
about the execs.
The execs, Ben.
They're Ivy League.
They're Ivy League.
They're all Ivy League, trained, educated, and it's a numbers game. Thanks, Mort.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye.
Thanks, Mort.
That's our ESPN
Mort
Report.
The Mort Report is presented by Hamul Casino. Winning excitement has a new name. Hamul Casino, San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely entertaining place to play. Just 20 minutes from downtown Highway 94 to Campo Road.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.